Wendell appreciates all the fine applause and chanting. And people admiring him, he likes that. He likes a lot of stuff. And we really appreciate all the great adulation you have conferred upon us here at the coffee house. Doesn't look like a regular coffee house. But anyway, so I have to entertain you, or at least fill some time waiting for the big stars to arrive. And you know, it's great to have an electric table like I do. You can do so many things with it. How about a magic trick? Now, first of all, you have to have a metal block to do this magic trick. Notice it's not alive. Are you alive? See, it doesn't say anything, except. How does he do it? Anyway, so it's not alive, but I can make it lie down. Oh, you don't think so? Watch this. Are you watching? Who said yeah? Okay.
You guys are really late, you know.
Hang on there, nice watch.
No, you went way over.
I know we went over, great. So, why don't you get your fiddle and I'll entertain the people in the meantime. Here we go. Lie down, little metal block, come on, let's go. It's time to lie down. Ooh, it's tired time. Ooh, good night, metal block. Good night, metal block. Good night, coffee house.
You know this is a college town, right, Wal, don't you?
How about that? I didn't realize how perspicacious everybody is. Okay, come on. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, let's go is right.
Okay. Come on, lie down. The metal block. Okay, I gotta go.
No kidding.
How about a nice fly swatter, Mr. Forster? Is that all you're gonna play is no guitar? Well, okay, break your leg.
Yeah, break your own leg.
All right, here's an old-time tune from Eastern Kentucky, and it was played by a guy named Luther Strong. The first recording of it was by that guy, and Alan Lomax was looking for him. He'd heard about him, and Luther was in jail. They found out he was in jail for public drunkenness. So they bailed him out. They got a pint of whiskey to straighten him up and had to borrow a fiddle, and this was the first tune he played. It's called The Glory in the Meeting House. Two, three.